All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Okay. Welcome to the Pie Fight.
Oh, fun. Classic.
Wasteful.
Yeah. The extremely wasteful.
Yeah, this is all food people can eat.
I'm gonna throw a pecan pie at somebody and fuck up their entire day.
Break someone's teeth. I'm gonna hockey injure somebody with the pecan pie. we're here in the on the outskirts right now. We haven't been tagged in yet. But I've seen these in movies. I'd never done one. Yeah. I just thought it'd be real cool. And before the pie fight, I went backstage and slipped a ROM into each pie.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. So last person standing, whatever pie they get hit with, can be the game we do, and we get to throw pies and get thrown out by pies.
Mm.
Yeah. You ever been hit with a pie?
Actually, I have. Not hit with a pie. I've had my face pushed into a pie.
Yeah,
we can talk about it during the episode.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That really threw me. I wasn't expecting that. All right. Give me a second.
I forget about all this. Yeah.
Okay. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're doing the pie thing. Okay. Let's get in. We're tagged in. The coach is putting us in. Let's throw some pies.
Here we go. I never understand I don't know why people don't throw them like discuses.
Well, because then you don't get the pie on the person. They just kind of bounce off.
Gary, come on. You think somebody's going to walk away without any pie if they get wedged with a... Yeah.
But you don't get the big comical pie in the face.
You don't get the splat thing.
You want the splat. It's how the coach is going to come.
Yeah.
He needs to see us putting our body parts into pies.
Yeah. Also, I think it's really unfortunate that all of these are hot pies, fresh from the oven.
Well, some of them are chicken pot pies too. I can tell you that. But some of them are like not just hot dessert pies, but some of them are savory too. It's going to be pretty rough. There's some ham pies as well. They're just, they're made of raw potatoes. They're just hard.
Yeah. I have no fucking idea how I'm supposed to throw this collar, Gary. It's a mess.
Yeah. You kind of can do handfuls of it. It's more like you scatter it like caltrops and hope that somebody slips on it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got hit.
Yeah. Oh, I got hit too. Fuck.
Let's go. Okay. We're on the bench here.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't have anything in it. Mine is a strawberry rhubarb.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah, super good pie. I'm going to eat it off my shirt while you tell me what's in yours.
Yeah. Mine's a raspberry pie. Also a good pie.
Also a good way to play.
Oh, yeah. And this game, I've got a ROM in here. Let me check it. It's a game. Oh, hell pie?
Yeah, this shit sucks. But welcome to episode 666.
Welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell. The gates are open. My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Roth, she, her.
And you're listening to After Suffering, coming to you live from hell.
Yeah.
We save that randomization or that intro for today.
Yay. This week is a very special episode. This isn't a Gary pick, but we needed something that would fit 666. That was also bad. And boy, did we find it in Hell Pie.
Yeah. I was looking for Steam games that had hell in the name that looked like shit.
Yeah.
And this one is that. It is bad. It is somebody trying to do Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Mm-hmm. Trying very hard to do Conker's Bad Fur Day, which is itself not a worthwhile goal.
No, I am not British enough to think that Conker is funny.
There's corn in the poop, Gary.
He does sing opera. That sucks as well, though. that's what people will point out and be like, oh, he's an opera singing poo. Isn't that like absurd? And I'm like, whatever, Normal Island. all right. Yeah. But this is grosser than that. It is, I will say, since I've been slightly more friendly to 3D platformers, I've been enjoying jumping around in games the same way, like in driving games, I just like go vroom vroom. I'm enjoying jump recently.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's not great.
It's
fine mechanically.
My biggest problem is that, at least in the levels that I saw, and I imagine it's going to, ramp up, but like the fact, like your moveset makes this basically as frictionless as like a Yoshi game.
Yes. It's really easy. You are a little guy, a little demon. You're the demon of bad taste.
Your name's Nate. It's a Nate. That's a normal name.
Yes, a normal name because that's funny. Mm-hmm. And you're in hell, and the devil wants you to go gather ingredient for his pie, his hell pie. So you go and collect ingredients from 3D platforming levels.
But they're gross ingredients.
When the levels are gross and the things you fight are gross. For example, at one point you fight turds, mm-hmm. but they're Nazi turds.
Yeah, they're wearing SS caps.
Yeah. 2022 is when mm-hmm. this game came out. Yeah. Gear of Our Lord 2022, and there are Nazi shits in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just cool. It's a German studio, so maybe that makes it a little bit more subversive.
Yeah.
I don't know what the cultural mores are there about even bringing up the SS, but That's true. So it's just like, I just looked at it, like, this is just aggressively unfunny. The tutorial level, like outside of the office, because of course hell is corporate, is like a grocery store, and you're walking by people with little like one-liners, just little like speech bubbles, and I swear the thing that looked the most like a joke was somebody saying, "Don't bother me, I'm buying things I don't need."
I like that joke,
yeah,
as a thing, but the rest of it is not that.
No.
You get your primary mechanic pretty early, which is you get a cherub on a chain there. And this allows you to do the exact same thing from Penny's Big Breakaway, the game I brought up on Quackstack, mm-hmm. which is use it as a grappling hook in midair.
Yeah.
It does not have to grapple to anything. You just have a swing kind of double jump, mm-hmm. Which is a mechanic I like.
Yeah. Well, you have a double jump, an air dash, yep. and this swing, which you can also charge up.
And eventually you can get powered up enough where you can swing four times without hitting the ground. Mm-hmm. I read about that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's essentially flying. Mm-hmm. Very difficult to think of platforming as a thing. And this, you can also hang on the chain as long as you like. Mm-hmm. So very easy. And gross. And it has a visual style that is pretty unsavory, like going for kind of gross, like actual grotesque, or going for cute gross mm-hmm. is difficult. Yeah. I find that to be a difficult line for it to hit for me.
Yeah. Cute gross is still just gross to me. Like, you know, characters are introduced with like the Ren and Stimpy or SpongeBob, like disgusting close-up mm-hmm. Kind of thing, the Crick Felusky style deal. And that is just supposed to be the joke.
But worse looking than that. Like, Ren and Stimpy would use that. You know, Ren and Stimpy generally looked cute, and then they would... to discuss something gross and it being cute, but they would show that close up to show how actually gross it is for a second. Like, to me, in Ren and Stimpy, that was saying, "Hey, think about what this actually is like."
Yeah,
and then goes back to the cartoon. Mm-hmm. Like that was very additive to me. This is just doing it to do it.
Yeah, this is just doing it because that's the signifier. Isn't it gross, guys? We're making a gross game.
Wouldn't be gross to do something gross.
Yeah,
in 2022, pretty depressing. and I got through the first level. Of this, you know, I played this for like a full 20 minutes. It was before I hit the I get it button. It was fine.
I got most of the way through the sewer level.
Sewer level is very boring.
Yeah. And I was just like, this has nothing more to show me. Because you're trying to save a species of munchers, which are these big baby-like creatures that eat shit.
Yes.
Sirius is a heart attack.
Yeah, because it would be bad if they, you know, because shit would be a bad thing to eat.
It's funny. It's very funny.
You would not like to eat shit.
No. Through here. Imagine.
Yeah. tell me, this was on sale as well. This is a real game that's out now. Except this game costs $25. It's just on a super promotion.
Uh-huh.
Right now. So
yeah. I had it in my Steam library, probably from a bundle.
Okay.
I subscribe to the Humble Choice thing. And, you know, that's a good way to get like big
a
name
lot of
games.
Popcorn classics.
Yeah.
A lot of this kind of thing too.
Yeah. It's like two big name games each month and then shit like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
This developer is also the people who did Super Meat Boy 3D.
Most recently, yeah.
Most recently. And that game at least is, so like I will refer to Will Hughes' review of it. I was never as big a Meat Boy guy, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of my Edmund McMillan stuff. But being like, you know, this doesn't quite work because 3D platformers are not 2D platformers, mm-hmm. but it works as well as it could.
Yeah.
Like is basically his take. And I believe that. Like I believe they can do 3D platforming.
Yeah.
Like based on this game and based on that.
Yeah. This does, like, this is competent, at least in terms of control. You're just not doing interesting stuff in the part that we saw.
No. And the world is not interesting. And it's the worst thing in the world, which is a comedy game that isn't funny.
Yeah.
Like, comedy that is not funny is worse than most things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about getting your face smashed in a pie.
Yeah. So this was at Nickelodeon Studios in Florida.
Okay.
Or maybe it was MGM, which was Nickelodeon affiliated as well. It might have been MGM just because of the because it was like one of those like stage show kind of things. But
there,
like,
was a Nickelodeon Studios in Florida that did this kind of thing.
Yeah. I did get to go to Nickelodeon Studios in Florida, which was very fun. Mm-hmm. But a good childhood memory. There was also this kind of stage show, you know, that you would like watch on bleachers. And I was picked to participate in some kind of contest or another. I don't remember the contest, but the punishment was that you had to, you know, stick your face down in a pie, which was just an aluminum pan filled with whipped cream. As what it was, that, you know, that was it.
Yeah.
And I tried to, you know, as a little kid, I tried to get away with just doing a little bit on my nose. I'm like, come on, do it for real.
Is that a little kid thing? I feel like a little kid would dive into the pie.
I didn't want it all over me.
Well, that's not a little kid thing.
Yeah.
That's a little K thing.
Yeah. So then it took some cajoling, and then I had to do it for real.
I'm glad you got peer pressured into doing something you didn't want to do. Sincerely, you know? In this case. You're fine.
It was gross. I don't like being sticky. I've never liked being sticky.
You should have declined to be get up there.
I didn't know what the punishment was going to be.
Well, you knew at Nickelodeon Studios it wasn't going to be like arm wrestle. You know, it was going to be something like this.
I was like eight.
Yeah. I don't know. Right in the breadbasket for Nickelodeon. I don't know.
I guess
I'm glad it happened to you. And I'm sad that you tried to weasel out of things.
It's very sad, yeah. I didn't say, like, I made myself a hero with a pie at Nickelodeon.
Yeah, no. It's just you've had the experience, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I suppose I could do that for myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, I could fill up, I own a house, I could fill up my kitchen sink with whipped cream and stick my entire head in it if I wanted to.
Yeah, and you plan to later.
Mega pie.
Yeah, aluminum pans are really cheap. You get like five of them for $2 at the dollar store.
Yeah, and whipped cream is not that expensive, especially if you get like whipped cream product.
Yes.
And like, if it's just going to go all over my face, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
As an adult, I might do it in the shower. Is the lame compromise?
Oh, you're gonna tell me that a little kid trying to get out of it is less sad than an adult pieing himself in a shower?
Like, I would do this because I'm an adult and I have to go do stuff. You were a kid. You're having the best day of your life at like a theme park.
Yeah.
I guess the bees would get you.
Yeah. So many bees.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like so many bees and like seagulls. I got pooped on that trip. I got pooped on by seagulls like three times.
We're just like, oh, there he is. There she is. There she is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm doing.
It, either way, you're in trouble.
Yeah. It's we're talking about the past. Help. Can I tell you, this actually relates to everyone who's listening to this should subscribe to our Patreon, obviously.
Yeah.
And we just did a really fun episode of Adaptation Decay about video power. And Power Team, which features the Game Boy game Quirk and the character Quirk.
Yes.
Let me take you on a little journey that has led to a really fun digression.
Okay.
Do we have time for this? Do you have anything queued up? I don't want to hog the episode.
No, I don't have anything queued up.
Okay. Because I've been saving this for a special episode.
Okay.
This has been by which I mean I didn't do it last time we recorded After Suffering.
Okay. Yesterday, you mean?
Yes. But it could have. I have been experimenting. I mentioned this. This is me repeating a post I made, which is lame behavior. But stick with me. This has a good payoff. Mm-hmm. Starting to referring to pussies as little guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get a little guy. You know, or like, here comes the little guy. Here comes the rascal. Like, yeah, stuff like that, which I think is pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
Me and Liv.
Because, but like pussy, or are you talking about like the literal, like the physical part of a human body, or are you talking about like little wimps?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the physical part of the human body.
Okay. All right.
Like, you're watching a pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a woman bends over or whatever and like, look at that little guy.
Yeah.
You know, or like, here comes my little guy. Uh-huh. I think that's funny. I am a child. Me and Liv were watching Power Team with Quirk.
Yes.
And I was joking about calling my wife's, you know, taboo area, little guy.
The taboo area is the anus.
Yeah, that is true. And she was like, you know, so we started thinking about, we're watching Quirk, and she's like, I don't love that. But, and she's looking at Quirk and she's thinking, she says, I do love the idea of a clitoris with a little mohawk and sunglasses. And yay, this has been our thing for a couple of days. Uh-huh. We're just like, we're trying to think of, like, first of all, that's just real fun. Uh-huh. As an idea. Like, if you ever, if you're a clitoris having person, uh-huh, I don't know if this would work on many people who'd be interested in your clitoris. It would have worked on me. That's all I can really say, is that I would see that, laugh my fucking ass off, and then propose.
Yeah.
Like, it's the funniest thing I could think of in the world.
So you're talking about just being like flashbanged with this new partner. You know, yeah, it's the first night. You're a little bit nervous. Like, oh, how's this going to go? But you're anticipating it. You like it. You know, yeah, it's time for the show. The curtains are pulled. Yep. And then here's this little guy with a mohawk and sunglasses.
Yeah. They just kind of, with some felt or whatever, yeah, crafted, and then do like a voice. And like, for a second, you'd be like, oh, I'm with a psychopath. Like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
But once that faded, I think that I don't think I could laugh harder in my life.
No.
If someone did that to me. Like, for me, sex situations, lots of laughing going on generally. Yeah, like, I joke around during sex. Uh-huh. It's not so serious. Mm-hmm. So I am very susceptible to jokes.
Yes.
I will think of funny things and I have to not say them. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, oh, that's gonna fuck everything up.
Yeah, no, it just, you have to turn it off. Like, I'm not like talking to a you know, waitstaff here.
It's more like, it's not like trying to be on because the other person historically has participated as well.
Yes,
it's like, I'm not talking to my friends. Mm-hmm. You know, but that early on, you know, that's fairly deep in the Congress, but it's not going to ruin an orgasm. Mm-hmm. Deep, I would still think that was great.
Yeah.
So then we started thinking about, I was like, would we name it like Laser? Like, not her specifically. We're trying to think of the name for the little clitoris sunglasses, is like Quirk.
Yeah. I mean, this is a character, like, you could sell it like little kits. Like, yes, make Laser in home.
Like Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
You know? And this was, I was thinking about this because of Hell Pie, right? Because that sounds like a euphemism for pussy to me.
Yeah, yeah. That's very off-putting.
And the name, and I gotta give Liv credit, not only for coming up with this idea initially, but also with the best name, because we kept going through gladiator names that, mm-hmm, just seemed correct to me. American, yeah, gladiator, yeah, names, like Laser. And we're looking at those, like Ice. Yeah, that's no good.
You said gladiator names, and I immediately went to like, oh, so you're like, you know, Maximus. Fortuitous.
Yeah. No, I was thinking of American gladiators.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
a lot of those would work for sunglasses and a mohawk, mm-hmm, you know, tower. Things like that. But she had the best one, which is a great pun, which is ozone.
Liv is funny. Liv is funny. I like,
yeah,
Liv.
No, I did good. Yeah. Like, I married up. But like, ozone, that's fucking perfect.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was so proud of her. Like, that is the perfect name. That's, yeah, really good. It, yeah, sounds like a gladiator. It sounds like a clit with sunglasses, and it's a pun for orgasms.
Yeah.
And then we started giving it a voice. It's not hers in this. It's a theoretical.
Yeah, clitoris, yeah. You know? Like, it's a, okay. Well, I mean, it's theoretical, but it's any.
Yes, any, it's the every clit.
Yeah, any clit has the potential, yes, has the potential for this.
And just kind of, the voice is really similar to the one I do for Leon. Like, it was really like, no thanks. You know, like, very like that. Sunglasses, I mean,
it's Sonic. Your Leon voice is Sonic.
It's Sonic. Yeah. It's funny to me as like a sunglass, a cool guy.
Yeah.
Voice. But I'm going to say role playing. It sounds like it's sexual role playing. We were just sitting on the couch, like probably full of Costco lasagna, like chuckling. This was nothing sexual about this. But like role playing ozone, the sentient Hell Pie clitoris, getting into it, like starting off like a cool guy and then being won over because the clitoris is the seat of a woman's pleasure.
Uh-huh.
Is very funny to me. Like, just say, hey, whoa there, cowboy. Whoa. Hey, okay. Who's
into this? Ever heard of personal space? Oh, wait.
Oh, hold up.
Wait, what's this?
Ozone doesn't hate this.
Oh, man, Ozone's Duffman.
Yeah, it's very Duffman. It's very similar to, like, it's a lot of the voices kind of put together.
Yeah.
You know, I cannot do a consistent voice for more than one line in a row, which is the everything to Guppy listeners love to remind me of. That's basically the Steve's.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I just like finding it on the axes. Right?
I like referring to Ozone, referring to itself, herself, in the third person, even though I do give Ozone a dude voice.
Yeah. Doesn't fucking matter.
Well, yeah, it's sunglasses and mohawk.
Yeah.
You know, it's quirk.
Ozone speaks with many voices.
Yes. Yeah. Ozone is the many voiced clit.
Yeah. Like, Ozone doesn't have a voice. Ozone has an attitude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, Ozone can do anything it wants.
Yeah. Like, say it, don't spray it.
Yeah.
Dude, they just doing like sitcoms. Yes,
spray it, don't say it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what Ozone's relationship would be to the greater hell pie.
Right.
You know, because it's like, if I don't want that to be sentient as well. Because then we're getting into like, I am Jax, you know, we're getting into some weird shit.
Yeah, no, you're getting into like X-rated puppet shows.
Yes. Yeah, we're getting into Murder in Feltington or whatever that movie is called.
Yeah.
So I don't want that. But to me, Ozone would just talk to the partner. Mm-hmm. And then to me, the carrier of Ozone, mm-hmm. the guy to its Quado, would just be like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I would feel like just like, yeah, like she gets what she wants. Gotta keep her happy.
You sure about that, buddy?
Hey, she's the boss. I really like that attitude as well.
Yeah.
For this. So this is something, right? This could be an Adult Swim show that got canceled.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a pilot.
Ozone the Radical Clit. Yeah.
I feel like people are not into saying clit as much. I feel like it's still a shocking word. Which makes this a little tricky. Mm-hmm. You know, the same way like dick or penis isn't. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
But they're probably would make some folk uncomfortable.
I mean, but that's the point.
I know. Exactly.
It's not the entire point, but it's part of the point.
Well, part of the subversion of the joke of it. It's taking the beautiful and wonderful clitoris and doing the exact opposite.
Yes.
Robbing it of all prestige and class. And making it fucking, you know, Denver the Last Dinosaur. Like, it's like,
I don't know. I think this has legs. Also, yeah. Could we give it legs? Can we work pipe cleaners into this?
We could just be quirk. It would look like the head with the burned out arms and body.
Yeah, the Titanica sketch. Yeah,
it'd be like the Titanica sketch. I do want to draw it.
And
there's no reason why I haven't yet, other than feeling a little weird about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're a 45-year-old man. You don't want to draw a clit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, and it's like, it's also a thing where there's, you know, a freestanding clit. There's a lot of like hood and stuff in the way.
And there's a whole apparatus that gives it context.
Yeah. There's like, you know, because the actual thing, I would need it to be kind of an orb for it to have the sunglasses and mohawk. Mm-hmm. I can still conceive of it. Like, I think I can do it. It's just going to take practice and, like, praying on it.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Talking about drawing clits. Sure. When you were a kid, I'm talking like, you know, 12 years old or something, without, like, ready access to images of ladies. Into ladies? I'm into ladies. Yeah. Did you ever just kind of draw what you thought a naked lady would look like and just look at it?
Yeah, of course. You had to make your own porn.
Yeah. Okay.
As a thing. Like, I am on the Kinsey scale or whatever. I'm pretty straight.
Yeah.
I'd also draw naked dudes just because it was like, what would this look like? I get like, it's that joke from Superbad.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
But I would draw all the body parts.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought, sometimes for pornographic purposes, sometimes just like to do it.
Yeah.
I think I've told you this before. My friend Austin used to make QBasic programs that would line art draw naked ladies that in excruciating real time.
Yeah, no, that was a time-honored tradition. By the time I came around, it was like TI-83 programs.
Yeah,
would do that just on your graphing calculators.
Yeah, lemonade stand and like tit.
Yeah, drug war, a tit, and then a cheat sheet for your pre-calc test.
Yeah, yeah. there's nothing that little device couldn't do.
I fucking love a TI-83. I'm just curious because I did that, and I've never talked about it with anybody.
I think it's fairly universal. Weird,
but yeah,
yeah. I think it's at least semi-universal, by which I mean me and my friends did.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. That's not a full sample, but
not unheard of on Earth. Who knows what happens now? But yeah,
It was that any port in a storm era of Lady Anatomy was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
we talked about that a bunch before, but like, oh man, that statue. Like, it turns you into that Connor O'Malley thing with him staring at the mannequin in Target. Like, that was me.
Getting so horny that your stomach hurts.
Yeah, yeah, just like looking at like a mannequin and being like, oh, that is sometimes how it do be shaped, though.
Yeah.
Like, and just like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What if for this art project of Ozone, instead of just drawing it or creating a kit, I went and defaced a couple of mannequins that were wearing pants with a drawing of it. So whenever anyone changed the pants on the mannequin at Target, they had a good little jump scare and joke.
Yeah, a little bit, just a little guy right there. I think that's good. I think that department stores are in trouble.
Yeah.
I think that those those workers kind of have an impossible task, and anything you could do to lighten it up would be valuable.
And maybe like a little word bubble that says like cowabunga.
I think it would be immoral not to write cowabunga on it.
Yeah. Cowabunga seems like a good catchphrase. I mean, and also this kind of creates a whole like Doodle Dots-esque universe. Like, we have Ozone, but that's just, after a little, like two people with a little bit of thinking, we get a team on this, we get a whole crew, different names for these guys and have them, these little guys, and have them, like, I don't know, fight crime? I don't know.
Here comes prostate.
Yeah.
What up?
Hey, everybody. Check in with command.
His name's Death Charge.
Yeah, Death Charge. We're checking with Death Charge. Hey, everybody. This is your mission. Spill it, Death Charge. Like, I don't know. Do you ever so badly want something to exist that you almost learn like 20 skills? I wanted to make this a cartoon, but like, that's so outside of my wheelhouse of capabilities.
Yeah, yeah.
I could do like fully 1/6 of that.
I don't even know how to put together a team to do this, to make this real. Like,
it'd be really something just for me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like,
but
whenever you find something that is like the perfect thing for you, it is the perfect thing for other people. Mm-hmm. If Duck Feet has taught me anything, like that's a really fun feeling less lonely in the world experience.
Yeah.
When you found something that is the absolute exact right thing for you, it's probably touched on something.
Yeah.
In enough other people to be viable and valuable.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that Ozone's a great idea. I think that there could be a whole crew here. Yeah. And it would be much funnier than Hell Pie.
Much funnier than Hell Pie. It's also dirty.
It is dirty as a baseline, but like you have to understand everything that these characters do beyond what they are is incredibly wholesome.
That's also the real fun part about it. Like, it's very similar to when you're talking about Power Team. Like, I would like to see Ozone try to buy stamps or something.
Yeah.
Like, just doing normal ass shit would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ozone and the crew, like Death Charge here. It's time to go to the voting booth. Like, what? and just like, I don't know. We really early on, we're celebrating episode 666 of Epic Suffering. Very early on, we did have the idea of a freestanding vagina.
Yes.
Like one just floating through the hallways of your house like a Pac-Man ghost.
Yeah.
Kind of, haunting you.
Yeah.
This feels like a more refined and more pure and mature take on that idea to me.
Mm-hmm.
And one that we could sell action figures of.
Oh, absolutely. Oh my God. The merchandising. I mean, the kit, game. Like, yeah.
Platformer.
Yeah.
Licensed platformer.
Mm-hmm. Slice 3D platformer made by these guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And eat them up. Yeah.
Yeah. Eat them up and yeah. Eat them up.
Yeah. Yeah. We hit such a natural ending point. We have like 45 seconds left until we get to time.
I know, right?
yeah, but it's such a natural ending point.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate everybody who's, I don't know why 666 is the episode we're celebrating instead of like 500, which I'm pretty sure we did something for.
Yeah, I think we did something for 500.
But we do appreciate you. And it's also a little bit fake because there are way more than 666.
Absolutely.
Episodes of this, but we really appreciate everybody sticking with this dumb show with what I would consider to be a fairly unclear premise.
It's a very confusing pitch.
Yeah, it's the second most confusing pitch after Guppy.
Yeah.
On the network, but the fact that people will take these little rides with us, I really appreciate.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. Very, very blessed.
Yeah. Consider supporting us if you like us and want mm-hmm. this work to continue. That's patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It pays not only my mortgage and bills, but it also pays Liv's, and she comes up with stuff like ozone.
Yeah.
You can also leave us range reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. We really appreciate that. It helps people learn about the show. Mm-hmm. Talk about us on message boards and shit. We have a Reddit where you can spread episodes, things like that. Each episode does get shared, so you can just like share that to other communities if you like. Mm-hmm. And we'd really appreciate it. It helps people learn about us.
Yeah.
We need that. And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gwen.
Yeah. I have to go. I just spilled a bunch of water on my lap. So should they do?
Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering. Do you think Waluigi's parents are proud of him?